From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Italian authorities say at least 159 people were killed in Wednesday's earthquake in central Italy. The hardest-hit areas include the towns of Amatrice and Accumoli. Rescuers are trying to search through the night for victims still buried in under debris. Strong earthquake shook north-central Myanmar Wednesday. At least three people were killed there. The quake also damaged about 60 ancient Buddhist pagodas. At least one person has been killed in an attack at Afghanistan's American University in Kabul. At least 25 people have been wounded. The attack began in the evening, local time, and set off about an hour of gunfire as security forces responded. No claims of responsibility. Turkish tanks and special forces stormed into Syria on Wednesday, launching an offensive aimed at clearing Islamic State militants and Syrian Kurds from the border region. About 1,500 Syrian opposition fighters also joined the cross-border operation. Hours after heavy pre-dawn artillery attacks and a Turkish and U.S. aerial bombardment of Islamic State targets around the town of Jarablus, Turkey's state-run news agency reported rebels had captured an IS-held village. A senior U.S. official says the American military is providing Turkish forces with air cover, intelligence, and advice. A U.S. defense official said Wednesday four Iranian military vessels moved too close to a U.S. destroyer in what was called an unsafe and unprofessional encounter. The incident occurred Tuesday in the Strait of Hormuz. For more on these and other stories, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says the White House is determined to listen to every scrap of evidence Turkey provides before deciding if it will extradite Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. Gulen lives in the U.S., and Turkey is demanding his immediate extradition, accusing him of organizing last month's failed military coup, a charge he denies. Biden met in Ankara Wednesday with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. He tried to head off Mr. Erdogan's impatience by explaining that American courts require firm evidence before a suspect is surrendered to another country.
Should make clear, under American law, no president of the United States has authority to extradite anyone on his own power. That only an American court can do that.
Turkey's prime minister says any delay in sending Gulen to Turkey could harm U.S.-Turkish relations. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is proposing a new fund to improve the way the federal government responds to the Zika virus and other public health emergencies. The Public Health Rapid Response Fund, as she calls it, would allow the president to quickly release money in the event of a public health crisis. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump campaigned Wednesday in the states of Florida and Mississippi. A Reuters Ipsos public opinion poll indicates Hillary Clinton could win the key U.S. states of Florida, Ohio, and Virginia, and would if the election were held today. The new poll gives Clinton a 95% chance of beating Republican Donald Trump to become America's first female president. Opposition fighters in Mozambique have attacked at least two rural hospitals in the past month in what appears to be the fallout from failed peace talks between the country's rival political parties. Anita Powell reports.
Human Rights Watch said Wednesday armed men linked to the main opposition party, RENAMO, stormed the emergency rooms, threatened patients and staff, and seized basic hospital supplies. RENAMO did not confirm or deny responsibility for these attacks, but the party's leader has recently ordered attacks across the country amid stalled peace talks with the ruling Frelimo party. The attackers' take reportedly included bed sheets, mosquito nets, HIV tests, antibiotics, vaccines, and essential supplies used to deliver babies. The Rights Watchdog says they also received reports of other hospital and clinic attacks, but could not confirm those incidents. Anita Powell, Johannesburg.
The government of Colombia and FARC rebels have announced an agreement for ending a half-century of guerrilla warfare. The announcement was made in the Cuban capital, Havana, where the two sides have been in talks for nearly 4 years. Briefly looking at markets, on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.